The final act opens on Valpurgis Night, the pagan spring festival that was taken over by early Christianity. The festival retained its supernatural overtones as a time when the boundary between the living and the dead becomes blurred. Valpurga was an obscure 8th century English nun who happened to have been canonized on May the 1st. But in Germany, the festival is also known as Hexennacht, meaning the witch's night. When Faust returned triumphant from its European tour in 1862, several Parisian houses wanted to present it. But now a new problem emerged. Although the comique-style dialogue had been duly replaced by recitative, Faust still didn't have a ballet, and without a ballet it was not a proper French grand opera. Gounod obliged with a lengthy ballet that he inserted at this point in the evening to be danced by Mephistopheles' hellish minions. Since it comes late in the evening and is irrelevant to the plot, these days the Walpurgisnacht ballet is almost always cut. Mephistopheles parades before Faust all the most beautiful women in history, now dead. Cleopatra, Helen of Troy, Thais. Faust can think only of Marguerite, and as the dawn breaks, he sees a vision of his love, now condemned to prison. Those drums, associated with the execution of prisoners, are our first hint of just how badly things have gone for Marguerite. Losing Faust has driven her mad, and in her madness, she has suffocated her baby. The punishment is hanging. Mephistopheles tells Faust he can free her, but only if Faust can persuade her to follow him. Faust tells Marguerite he still loves her, and she appears to rejoice that he's found her. Faust begs Marguerite to flee with him, but she only reminds him dreamily about the scene when they first met. Slowly, it begins to dawn on Faust that Marguerite has lost her reason. Whatever has happened, she can now see Mephistopheles for what he really is. While Mephistopheles insists they must make their escape now, and Faust begs Marguerite to flee with him, Marguerite prays to God to forgive her.
Sobre le jour élevé, elle pied sonore, j'entends nos chevaux frapper le pavé. Viens, sauve-la, peut-être il en est temps encore.
Drums signal the arrival of the executioner. It is too late to escape. But just as Mephistopheles pronounces Marguerite's damnation, angels descend, and Marguerite is transported to heaven. What happens to Faust, we never find out, because Gounod's librettists only followed the story through the first of Goethe's two-part play. But Marguerite is definitely redeemed. Where the opera opened with Faust's frustrated rien, nothing, it ends with angels singing Christ est ressuscité, Christ is resurrected.